Welcome back to Dear Polly, and welcome to the first episode of our holiday series. With everyone's hectic holiday schedules, we've decided to give our experts a little more time to spend with their family and loved ones, and we'll continue answering the important questions submitted in January. While we won't be answering questions from our listeners, we will continue to create fun and entertaining content focused around sexual exploration and polyamory. In this episode, I invite you to join me at the table for Friendsgiving. Quite literally, join the conversation at my Friendsgiving gathering. This was an interesting group of individuals, and I had no idea where the conversation was going. But I thought, why not bring you along for the ride? Please don't hesitate to continue to submit questions if you've got them. I'm working with my experts to get those into motion and make sure that in January we've got great content. We've got several questions already in the works. But then also make sure that you find us on the gram. Like us and follow. But most importantly, I hope you enjoy.
So far away, Merry Christmas. How I wish you were near. Merry Christmas. Are you going to stay? Merry Christmas. It's been almost.
I want to be like the giving and the giver or receiver.
Some people have one setting that they want to do. Some people have like one thing that they want to do because they don't like the other thing. And then others are like, depend. Like for me, it depends on my mood. Like some.
So
like,
you're
so you're verse.
Yeah, I'm verse.
Like, you what?
Verse. Versatile.
Mm-hmm. Both.
And then there's some people who are like, I'm mostly top, but in a once in a blue moon, I want a bottom. That's like verse top, verse bottom, or something like that.
I'm like mostly bottom. I will occasionally top.
But
I'm
you...
But I'm like mostly bottom.
Yeah. I'm pretty even.
If I top, it's because my whoever I'm with wants me to, so I can for them, but it's not my preference.
Yeah.
Are we recording?
It could also be a preference, like, for some people. It's like, oh, I haven't cleaned out today. I don't really feel like bottoming because it's probably not a good idea.
Yeah. True.
So then they're like, I'd rather top done. So it's just, it depends on the person.
Does it require a lot of exploration, or do you kind of just know? Is it personal exploration, or... like exploration with other people to find out if you prefer being a top or bottom. Like,
I think it's
for me. I just
depends on the person.
I knew exactly what I wanted.
What
mine's like depends on who
I'm
with.
As soon as I realized I was attracted to men, I knew what.
When did you realize that?
Well, I started fooling around with boys at like 8 years old.
Oh, darn.
Oh, I love that.
He was sucking dick at eight.
Sucking dick at eight. But we were like, you know.
Touch each other's your dick.
Yeah, I didn't mean for that to sound creepy, but like I love wholesome beginnings, especially as far as like knowing your sexuality and like knowing who you are at such a young age. I think that's wonderful.
My story was a little different. I thought it was asexual for a while. Because like I literally like did not go on, I was not attracted to anybody, and then like my last semester of high school and went on a date, tried fooling around, didn't really get aroused, and then I hooked up with somebody, vomited afterwards, just because it just, I just did not feel great.
A afterwards. Female?
No, it was a dude.
Oh.
I've never hooked up with a woman. And then it wasn't until I got not into a relationship, and then like I got into a relationship, and then we started like having sex and I actually enjoyed it then. So it was like, oh, maybe I just needed to actually have a connection.
Yeah.
Well, and then... you know, one thing led to another, and I'm a whore, but...
Hey, we love that.
Cheers.
Cheers.
We don't whore shame.
I literally... So, I actually didn't realize, because Philip's friend, Nick, he encouraged me several times to test out, like, being with females. Because I had never been, like, bi-curious, but, like, I was, like, kind of bi-curious. Like... I would, like, make out with my girlfriends, like, at like you know, like, the regular thing. But I actually had a threesome with one of my friends, and that's when I realized that, like, I was, like, okay with ladies, but not vaginas, only boobs, and, like, just, like, soft skin.
I love boobs as a gay man.
Oh, same. Boobs are great. Love Everybody boobs. Loves boobs.
I'll motorboat them in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
But I'm not going below.
I looked at one of my friends and I'm like, can I fondle your boobs? And she's like, yeah. And I'm like, sorry, I'm wearing a sports bra.
I've shown my boobs more times at a gay bar than I have at any straight bar.
Mm-hmm. All right, I have a gay question. Okay. So, like, if you're just walking down the street.
You don't have to preface it as a gay. Just, like, there, you can just say there is a question.
All right. How do you know if a guy is gay?
Depends.
Is there, like, so.
How do you know?
They call it a gaydar, but I'm going to tell you, as people are exploring their gender identities more and we're seeing a lot more fluidity, gaydar is becoming way harder to account
for.
Because I have found some men that my gaydar totally goes off on, and then we start talking and I find out they are 100% straight. They're just more effeminate.
How disappointed are you?
Metrosexual.
Yeah. Well, maybe not even metrosexual, but just more effeminate than what?
And then there are some guys that are super fine boy and you can just know, like, they're gay.
So, like, what's inherently hetero about Kevin? Like,
can you guys tell him hetero?
You're calling it porking.
Yeah.
That is the
strongest signal.
Maybe it was all the pictures of women's feet.
Yeah. He had receipts. He was ready.
I have never seen somebody with so many, like, foot pics on, like, just immediately.
Yeah.
You were immediately like, well, let me see. Boop, boop, boop. Well, not that, not that, not that.
You go down your text and you go to the person that you know has sent you foot pics.
And you go, okay. Remember?
I mean, yeah.
You love the...
I think I'm like, okay, I've definitely gotten foot pics.
How do you go about asking somebody for foot pics? Is it in a sexual conversation or no?
It depends.
Have you ever paid for a girl to get a pedicure?
No. Or
paid for, okay.
They can pay for their own shit. They're independent now.
So, there's men who have paid for me to get pedicures before.
And then you lie.
And then I
tell. And then you tell your friends to send their feet, because you know yours is fucking gross. You scammy bitch.
Is that how you met him?
No.
I'm like, yo, these feet don't line up. Like, yours is just
feet
like.
Don't line up.
No, but like, is it a sexual?
You've sent me a foot pic before we met.
Yeah. But we.
I was like, goddamn.
We've known each other. How long have we known each other?
Too long.
Like 8 years almost.
You were like 12.
Yeah, I was very young.
You were like 18.
Yeah, we've known each other for a long ass time.
You've seen the foot pics at 12.
Once a hoe, always a hoe.
I mean, hey, I was doing porn at 17, so.
But just the soft shits, like, you know, foot pics, maybe a sports bra pic at 12.
Awful. Okay, so back to the pics. Is it a sexual conversation or is this like,
it depends.
Hey, you got a pretty face. Let me see your feet.
No, I mean, that's downstairs. A little creepy. Like,
not the downstairs.
Here's the thing, though. Like, if I'm really into a chick and I just met her online, I'm not going to be like, yo, show me them feets. But I'll be like, if there's nudes involved, sometimes I'll be like,
can't see your feet.
Let me suck on my toes. You got nice feet. But usually it doesn't come out that way. It usually comes off like, what are you looking for? Like, I'll ask, like, what are you looking for in a guy? I'm like, what about physical
like,
stuff?
What are you into?
Yeah, like, and they'll be like, oh, yeah, I'm looking for like, tall. I'm like, okay, I'm like, what about you? I'm like, well, I'm not into dudes, so as a girl, because, like, what are you into a guy? They ask me about you. I'm like, I'm not into guys.
Oh, it's supposed to be a joke.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I totally missed that. I'm just like, why would you tell them? You're talking to a girl.
Are you insecure about your masculinity?
Totally. No, but, and I'll be like, oh, yeah, like, a brunette, for example, thick, big tits, nice ass, strong legs, really nice pedicured feet.
You say that to a girl.
Yeah.
That's why.
Okay, my real question is, why don't you like your balls being touched?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's Are they so sensitive? Weird.
That just...
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm almost...
Every
dick I've sucked, they want you to fondle the balls.
Same.
Yeah, so like, I'm trying to think,
Like, do you like played with my balls. Do you like your taint being touched?
Yeah.
Oh,
but you so don't like
I love getting my ass rimmed.
Oh!
Do you like it?
I'll get a finger once.
You'll get a visitor? Okay.
Yeah. But no ball play, though.
No ball play.
That's so interesting.
That's interesting.
Are they just very sensitive? Or is
I just don't like the feeling of my. Okay, I think I realize why I don't like ball play is when some chick put my nut in her mouth, I go, oh God, what if she bites down?
We're not going to do that unless you ask for it.
But it's scary. Because, like,
same thing with the dick. What did they bite down?
But you can pull out your dick because a nut, when you lock on it, it's clenching. But your dick, you just go, no, I'm scared. But you, like, pull that shit out. I'm like, yo, we ain't about that.
That's fair. Okay, I get that. I mean,
but it's a nut play. Like, if a chick's.
Every guy I've ever given head to.
Okay,
has wanted, well, not you, but every guy has wanted their balls played with.
Mm-hmm. Like, if you touch him for like a couple seconds, I'm like, yeah, I'll let it slide.
Well, also
but if it's too long, I'm like, yo, cut that out.
When my jaw starts hurting, I just take a break from the dick and move down to the balls.
Yeah,
and
I see it.
No, that's what you gotta do. You have to do that and also take a break from, like, the whole dick and just focus on the head,
mm-hmm.
get the hand lubed up, and just, like...
Just spit on, just
yeah,
go for it.
Yeah, so
get a little wrist twist going on.
Yeah, I like that.
Really, have you ever heard of the grapefruit technique?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen Girls Trip?
Yes. Have you ever experienced the grapefruit technique?
No, I'm good.
Do you want to experience
the grapefruit? Like, okay, low key though, have you ever, like, I
we
mean,
see an orange, that'll work.
Yeah, have you ever stuck your finger inside of a grapefruit? Like,
yeah.
Have you felt it? It's very interesting texture. Like, maybe you would like your dick on it.
I just feel like there's so much acidity there that's got to be bad.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, you would probably put, like, a condom on it.
Okay, so I have a really random question.
Just get a flashlight
at that point. Has anyone, like, when you were younger, have you ever tried to fuck a Gatorade bottle?
Yes.
What?
Okay,
Did you do that, too?
Yeah.
What?
I just want to make sure I wasn't the only fucking weird motherfucker. That's like, yo, let me see if my dick fits in this Gatorade bottle.
I did. It wasn't enjoyable.
Yeah, I just want to see if it fits.
Oh, I totally was thinking, like, like a fleshlight, but it was not good. It was not a fleshlight.
I just fucked
this was before fleshlights were a thing, though. Or at least I didn't know fleshlights were a thing.
Like, a little hole in and just...
Because we're talking, like, 12, 13 years old. I might have been 12 or 13
yeah.
years old when I tried that. I was a hillbilly, too, okay, guys? Like,
so...
You gotta find...
Was it Gatorade or Powerade?
I don't even know.
Powerades are more narrow than with the...
No, there what's the other Gatorade. One? Like the sweeter one. It's clear, like that soda.
You fucked a soda bottle?
Propel. Propel. Do you guys
that's
remember
like
Propel?
A small.
Propel. That's a tiny
bottle. Definitely.
All
I mean,
Asians,
okay. we don't race shame.
I'm sorry.
That is a stereotype, and I don't fit.
Yeah.
He doesn't either. It's okay.
Tell people I have a small dick just for shits.
No,
I mean,
we filmed a video one time of me, like,
no,
giving
no,
him
we
head,
haven't.
And he has, like, he has a huge dick.
Can we see it?
I mean, if you want to.
Can we see it? Sure. I mean, as long as my face is on it, it's all good.
You got a really good angle. I look skinny in it. The double chin was eliminated.
Yeah, because you were like... I was on the couch and you were like down there.
Yeah. Also, speaking of feet, one time I remember we were hooking up and my feet were around your neck and you were like, your feet, I can smell
it. Oh, God. Do you remember that one time I peed in your mouth?
Yes! I peed in my mouth. Yeah.
We were so drunk. And I was like, peeing in her mouth.
I didn't know it until like 2 years later.
Actually,
he's like, yo,
that.
I peed in your Yes. He's like, peed in your mouth one time. And I was like, dude, what
so
the
you,
fuck?
Oh, I wish
no, I was so
games.
Drunk. I was like, oh, fuck, I'm sorry. It's a little sprinkle.
You didn't say anything.
Well, what was I going to do? Hey, sorry, I peed in your mouth. No, keep fucking sucking that dick. Quitters don't spit anything.
I didn't have the opportunity
spit.
To, but like
know.
Now I know why I have, maybe you're the reason why I have like stomach problems. Just in my mouth.
It's sterile.
Oh.
For maybe the first like 5 seconds.
I remember the first time I squirted.
Oh, gross.
I was literally like 16 years old, like 14, 14 to 16.
You were fucking at 14 and
no.
sending feet pics at 12?
I was, no, I wasn't, I didn't get, I didn't lose my virginity until I was 17. But I was like, I discovered my body, and it was a very fun, enjoyable time. My parents, I got home from school like 2:45. They didn't get home till 3:30. That's what I was doing every day in that like time span. But the first time I squirted, I was like standing up, and I was using like, I used an electric toothbrush. They're great in a pinch. But
I've never shower head.
Oh, shower heads are, I love shower heads.
I love shower heads. Stick it up there. Yeah.
So I squirted, and I was mortified. I was like,
did you get carpet wet?
Yes, I was. I felt like I was like, I didn't know if I was like incontinent or like, or what was going on. I was like, why did I just pee everywhere? Like, what just happened to me?
Well, that's how I felt when I first like ejaculated when I was masturbating. I was like, did I just piss everywhere? Like, what the fuck
I was mortified. I was like, I remember standing on the side of my bed and I was like, oh my God, I just peed. How? Why? Like, why did this happen? And then it took me like 10 years later to finally like be like, oh, that's what was going on.
I'm checking out your phone base.
Okay.
V.
It's most like this where I wish I brought my drinking games because it's like little questions like that where just.
I love that.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Have you guys ever played Fear Pong?
Fear Pong?
Yeah. Yes. So it's. You have?
I've never even heard of it.
It's like a little death cap. Disc. Yeah. Little disc you put under, like you do a beer pong triangle. And if someone hits it, you either do the dare or you take it away.
I haven't put beer pong in forever.
And the bottom is like the card, there's different colors, right? The green is like easy. Yellow is like medium. The red is hard. So red is like, tell your ex you have herpes or something crazy. But the green is like, kiss your partner on the forehead or something like that. But some of it is like, the yellow is like, put mayonnaise all over your face.
Oh, that sounds fun.
That sounds awful.
Yeah. I'd be like, no.
I hate mayonnaise.
Do you like Miracle Whip?
No.
Not even Miracle Whip?
Miracle Whip is disgusting. That's what old people like.
Do you like mayo? Like real mayo?
Yeah. Well, big mayo guy. Huge. Like, my sandwiches better be dripping out mayonnaise. Yeah. Like, if it's not coming out of the fucking edge of the bread, I don't want it.
You would have loved my childhood then. Yeah. So, I grew up spending my summers in Louisiana with my great aunt, and she babysat a lot of kids. So, she would make a giant roast, and then for lunch every day, we would have roast beef sandwiches. And
mayonnaise?
She bought, so it's Louisiana, and there's a lot of French, you know.
Yeah. Creole.
Yeah. So she bought mayonnaise in like this 1 gallon jug, and she used a spoon-shaped spatula, a spoonula, to put mayonnaise on both sides of the bread.
Oh yeah, duh.
And then she left a loaf of bread in the middle because as the mayonnaise shot out the back side of your plate or out of your sandwich onto the plate, in the South you clean your plate. So you would take the bread and you would clean up the mayonnaise. And
that's too aggressive.
She made everybody's plate my entire life. So, like, you ate what she made you, and you cleaned your plate.
And you hated mayonnaise after that.
I can smell mayonnaise in a recipe. Like, if somebody's serving something, and I, like, get a whiff of it, I'm like, there's mayonnaise in that. Like, I can tell.
So, do you like deviled eggs?
I do like deviled eggs.
There's mayonnaise in that.
Yes, and but
mustard. There's some in the fridge.
It's you the want mustard.
Yeah, I love deviled
top
eggs.
Top shelf.
I like mustard though, so it
mustard's the best. Yeah, I saw you have the good mustard.
So some girl just sent me this and told me I needed this, and # stop Asian hate. But it says, it's a sweatshirt, show me your boobs if you hate racism.
You're so sweet. You didn't have to like consolidate
everything. I put dishes in the dishwasher and
yeah, I know.
Isn't he sweet? No, you didn't have to do that. Oh God, you're awful.
No, someone sent this to me.
Okay.
Dang.
They're good. I love deviled eggs.
How's the?
No, that's all you.
Can't you? What if I just ate all these?
I wouldn't judge.
That'd be so aggressive. Who made them?
Me.
She made a lot of the food.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I would have brought food if I knew about this.
No, we don't need any
more. No,
there was
so
plenty
much
of food.
We literally,
oh my God,
when they got here, I was like,
there's
three
so
of us.
Food. I know.
It's like a feast.
She was like, she started listing people. She was like, do you invite so-and-so? Invite so-and-so. Invite anybody you want. There's enough food.
There's so much. I mean, everybody's going home with leftovers tonight.
When you told me, I'm like, yeah, I'm having Friendsgiving. I'm like, I don't know anyone about you. So I was just like, I'm not.
I don't either. I just know him.
Yeah, I just know.
Yeah, I just...
I don't know.
Look at you, Mr. Popular.
I'm the popular one here.
Philip just brings everybody together. Mm-hmm. I prefer more, like, I've seen people who have Friendsgivings with, like, 10 people, and I'm
what's
like, first of all, I don't have that many friends. Second of all, like, I prefer more intimate, like, gatherings,
you
know?
You should
like,
have seen my Friendsgivings.
Was it aggressive?
It was a party.
Oh,
everyone,
we had the cops called on us.
Ugh.
Oh my God.
We literally had a pong table. And we moved all of our furniture. It had a pong table and it was a lot.
Actually, I think I did that at mine.
But also, the cops were also called on other people in our apartment every night, so we just didn't care.
Did you make a wish?
He was supposed to make a wish.
Did you make a wish?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I just learned about that like 2 years ago. That's
great.
Hi.
Dustin Johnson.
Hi, Daddy D. Daddy D.
D Daddy.
Actually, my kitchen manager's name is Dustin, and anytime I'm bartending, his tab name is Daddy D.
Oh, I love that.
And like one of my regional managers can say, who's Daddy D? And I'm like, who the fuck do you think it is?
Oh, so I have to tell you guys this story about this guy, back to the weird kink thing. This, I don't even know if this is considered a kink. So, to get started, he did, like, this warm-up thing. We would lay face-to-face, like, body-to-body, and he would be like, are you okay with this? And I would be like, yes, I am. Like, I'm laying in here naked with you. I think I'm all right. He would literally put his dick between... Hold on.
Between your legs?
Right here. And, like, I'm belly heavy, okay? So, like, he had to, like, do, like, a lot of, like, finagling. But he would literally fuck my thighs to warm up.
Oh, God.
I've heard of that.
Yeah. I mean, I've done it to dudes where I'm like, okay, we're just going to, like, side between the legs a little bit, just, to, like, tease.
I did that the first time I had sex with a chick because I had no idea what I was doing. And then I never had sex with any other chicks.
You fucked a chick and just her thighs.
I think
does
I,
that sound... What does...
Hey.
Is that
vaginas are hard to navigate.
Yes.
That is
I couldn't right. figure it out. I was like, this is not for me.
Right there.
But no, it wasn't even like he was like going in between
no,
the
I just wanted to move
like,
that up. I
oh.
just
like the lips. He was literally in between my thighs. Right. I was like, I don't get any pleasure from this. It's honestly just like a little weird. And like, do you need lube? Like, what's going on? Like, it was just a very... It was weird, but it really got him going. And then he, oh my God. This guy would be like, he liked to call me goddess.
Oh, yes.
And he would, like, be, like, very, like, submissive in bed. And, like, he wanted me to, like, so before, like, we met up in person, we just talked exclusively on the phone over text. We, like, sexted a lot. And he wanted to hear about me, like, getting fucked by, like, black guys and, like, being, cucked. When we were having sex, he wanted me to talk about cucking him. And he was, like, very, like, so he even changed his voice. It was bizarre as fuck. And he sent me, I don't think I told you about this guy. He sent me a picture because he had a kink about, like, having a small dick, but he didn't actually have a small dick. He had, like, a big dick, but he wanted me to think that he had a small dick. He photoshopped a picture of his dick to make it look like a micro penis.
Hmm. So he's a sissy boy.
Yeah. Yeah. He brought women's panties to wear. I wasn't into that. I said,
oh, he definitely sissy boy.
Yeah.
Definitely sissy boy.
It was very interesting.
Did you actually have sex with him?
Oh yeah, several times. It was great.
So he was porking you. And then he'd be like, yeah, don't you wish you were fucking a big black hawk right now?
Literally verbatim. Yes.
Like, don't you wish you was getting stretched out with a big veiny black cock? Not my fucking.
Wait, are you talking about him?
There was this one, oh, it's the one time I almost hooked up with this black guy. He had a giant dick. Like, yeah. The pictures, it looked like a good sized dick. I'm when like, yeah, I can handle person, that. And then I saw it in person. Like, he whipped it out. I'm like, yep. I looked, I'm like, no. He was like, what? I'm like, there's no way that is going inside of me. Oh. No. I will be bleeding. And he was like, oh, come on. I'm like, no. I'm sorry. I give me a couple weeks. Let me have a couple other dicks in it first.
Yeah.
And he was just like, I'm like, I'm sorry. No. I'll try to blow you. My mouth isn't that big.
It's almost impossible.
No, it was fucking gigantic.
I've been with like a lot of black guys, and the biggest guy I've ever been with, he had literally a 12-inch dick.
That's how big mine
and
was.
It was probably
fuck,
like,
what's that one
was it the
black
same
guy?
Guy
on porn that has a huge dick?
Which one?
The really famous one.
Mandingo?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mandingo.
Yeah. So this guy had like a 12-inch dick. It was at least like, I would say like 6 to 7 inches girth. Like it was massive. All right. And he tried to fuck me and literally ripped me right in two. We had to stop.
Were you bleeding?
Yeah.
Dose.
It was bad. It was huge. I wanted it. I'm a size queen. I love big dicks. I think they're great. But like that was just for me, that was like, this is my limit. Like for me, like ideally, I'm like 7 to 9. 7 to 9 is like perfect for me.
The
but,
biggest I've taken was probably 10.
Oh my god.
And it was probably like I could probably like wrapping my hand was probably like this.
Oh,
it's gigantic. Military boy. I was in South Carolina. He was hot as fuck.
Oh my god.
And his shoulders like big, very proportionate. Very nice.
My Cincinnati boy, it took us 3 sessions before I could take his whole
thing. Oh no, I took it. Well, thankfully he was a little drunk, so it wasn't completely hard, or else I probably would have been wrecked. But then, a few months later, I'm back in Ohio, and I'm hooking up with this guy with this 9-inch dick, and I was just bleeding for 2 weeks straight.
It's all about the finesse. It's all about how
The 9-inch boy finessed it a lot better than the drunk boy.
So here's something that has always intrigued me. Vaginas are self-lubricating. They also contract and expand depending on arousal. When you're bottoming, how does that work?
For me, it's more like you have to lubricate both the things. So, lubricate the hole, lubricate the pole.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. The hole and the pole.
And then, like, play with the hole. Like, dude, like, I hate fingers, so I always, like, don't. I hate them, but most, like, a lot of people like fingering. Like, stick your fingers up there.
Yeah.
Everything. Like, it starts to, like, get stretched and ready.
Do they loosen up?
Yeah, if they loosen
you gotta
up,
relax,
like
though.
Just like the vagina, they contract
it's
back
all
down
in your mind.
Yeah,
where your mind goes, your butt will follow.
Yeah, so I usually go stick it in, and then I go, okay, take it
or
back out, give me a minute to like readjust, and then I'm usually good after the first.
How long does that take till the full thing is in?
I mean, usually I'm good after sticking it once, and then having them take it out for a little bit, and then putting it back in. Usually I'm good after that.
Do poppers help?
I can't. Poppers give me a headache. I don't like doing them.
They help.
Because I've done poppers once, like while having like regular sex, not even like doing anal, and it's very relaxing.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never been able to wrap my mind around butt stuff. I can't not tense up.
I like it.
I think that it takes a long time like to get used to it because I can't not tense up. I can't. Not think, what if I shit on this person?
Where the mind goes, the butt will follow.
Well, also,
you
if you're
it.
Doing
you
butt stuff, you're going into it knowing this is where poop comes out.
Yep.
Be mature.
Yeah.
Dang.
You're not into butt stuff, are you?
I mean, I do it. I mean, not. I don't like it on me.
I mean, like, yeah,
I mean,
it's a
like,
little embarrassing
I thought
you
liked
if you
fingers.
Shit on something.
Yeah. I mean, like, I don't like a...
But a strap on?
Yeah, I don't do that.
I had an ex ask me to fuck him with a strap on one time.
Did you do it?
No, I didn't.
Why not?
Because I prefer to be submissive, and I think that being in a place of dominance in bed wouldn't suit me well.
You could have had him where I do.
I could have
what?
He could have him ride you.
Yeah.
Rider.
Oh, right. Oh.
Also, I hate riding. I have hip problems.
Okay.
It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work.
At your age?
Yeah, I actually, my right side is just fucked up.
I mean, I have hip problems that I'm just fat, but like, there's two ways to ride. You can either, do you do it on your knees or on your feet?
Knees.
I've heard that doing it on your feet is better.
Yeah.
It sounds like a workout.
Well,
I've never done it on my
feet.
On the feet, there's more work.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's like you're squatting, basically. Yep.
You'll feel the burn right here and right here.
Like some chicks, so you know. I hooked up with a bunch of like big chicks.
Kevin likes the BBWs.
Yeah, I like them fat. Fat's not a bad word.
It's not.
Like I'm plump.
PH.
Yeah. But like some chicks, they'll do it for like 30 seconds. I'm like, God, you need to hit the gym. Like not for losing weight, but like you need to do some squats or some shit.
Yeah,
to work the legs.
That's like a comp. That's okay. That's
but then
not
some
even...
chicks will just go. I'm like, yo, are you not tired?
Well,
I just get confused.
Going back to when you asked, like, how do you know if you want to top or bottom? Another thing, like for me, I was just like, yeah, I don't feel like turning in a workout, so I'm just gonna lay here and you do whatever you want.
I've heard that being a top and being a straight male is a lot of work in the bed. I mean, I'm not like a pillow princess.
I've had
princess,
some nice
but, like,
lines from being a straight top for a little bit.
Really?
I did.
I just, like, it's got to be a workout. Because, like,
it is.
I'm not a pillow princess. I like to ride. But, like, it's that just thrusting. If you go more than 20 minutes.
You're dead.
Like, there's.
And I hope you get to 20 minutes.
There's this, oh, my God. There's this guy that I hook up with. He's, like, an ex, like, professional soccer player. He's got the stamina.
Soccer Bay.
Oh my God, I love this man. He's like, literally.
With soccer.
He's got a he's massive beautiful. Fucking dick.
I have a soccer boy kink.
Oh.
So
kink.
He literally. Oh my God.
We talking college soccer boy kink or
while we're showing pictures.
Soccer boy kink.
He played for Croatia.
Oh.
Like yeah.
And while we're showing pictures, do you want to see the military boy with the 10
yeah.
inch?
You see the military boy.
I want to see.
Oh,
military boy.
He has a big dick.
Yeah, 10 inch.
Jesus.
Do you have the dick pic?
No.
Let's see the
dick. Text him right now. Ask him for a dick pic.
Yeah.
Okay.
Me.
So this is Soccer Bay.
Because I want to go to Alaska to have sex with him.
He lives in Alaska. Oh,
he just
Army.
Got stationed in Alaska.
Here, I have a dick pic.
Let me see this guy.
Let's get a little. Yeah.
Oh.
Don't swipe. You'll see my vagina.
Oh. That's
I can swipe. I've seen it so many times.
Oh.
Whoa. Where's your vagina?
He starts swiping.
So this is his dick soft.
Jesus.
Yeah, it's fucking massive.
Mine's like 1 inch soft.
But it's like probably like 8.
Like right now, maybe 1.5.
Shut up.
What? We're looking at wieners.
We're not talking about our dicks right now, though.
Like, mine is, like, sometimes, like...
Yeah, it's a big dick.
If I'm playing sports, I'm like, yo, I can't feel my dick. I feel like I'm an Indian right now. You know what I'm talking about? Or is that just me?
That's just you. It might not just be you, but it's not me.
Yo, you know when you're wearing compression shorts, you're like, oh, fuck. Your dick's, like, all tucked in, and then, like, at the right angle, you're like, oh, shit, I almost went in.
No.
When no, where?
Like when I'm playing sports.
I don't have to. No.
It happens to me all the time when I like work a part of oh God,
I wish my dick
so
was big enough to go in on its own. I wouldn't need a boy.
So you're a grower, not a shower, and that's all right.
Duh.
But no.
It's
so,
like I would say, you know those like little dinosaur eggs you put in the water and like day later, like, whoa.
Yeah.
What happened? It's like one of those.
Yeah. So that's Soccer Bay, he can go. Like, the last time we hooked up, he can go, like, 20, 30 minutes strong. It was the best sex I've ever had in my life.
So
literally, I came so much. It was life-changing. It was fucking amazing.
So there was this one guy.
What?
He could come 10 times back-to-back.
What?
Okay,
like, he legit would just kept fucking and just kept coming. I'm just like, okay, stop. It was after, like, the third one. I'm like, I need a break.
My Cincinnati boy can go for hours.
And,
I kid you not, hours.
Multiple cum shots?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
He can go for like an hour before coming the first time. Like I can only see him like once a quarter because he wears me out. He wants to go as soon as he gets there. That's like an hour. Then sometimes we'll just go again immediately. Sometimes we'll stop. We'll smoke some. Then we'll do it again. And then he wants to go again in the morning. It's like by the time he leaves, I'm like, I can't even have sex for a week. Like we're out.
Okay. So this is intriguing.
He's the only one I know that has that kind of stamina. I have never in my life met
someone. I get tired. I'm like, let's take a nap.
He's also only
maybe go get some food, old. Have some drink.
So, like, oh my God.
He's got like, yeah, he's only 20. No, he's 19.
Okay, so I have a question.
He's
19.
He was 18 when we met.
Do you guys, so this is a general question.
Not a gay question.
It's not a gay question. Do you feel like the partner you're with determines how many times you can go per session?
No.
I think it depends on the day.
Like,
some days I want to go all day, and some days it's like...
Like, if you, like, have, like, an emotional connection, you can go, like...
Maybe, yeah.
Three orgasms in, like, an hour. Versus some Tinder or Grindr or whatever it is, person that comes over, and you're like, yo, it's a one and then get the fuck out.
It also just depends on the day. Sometimes I just want a one and done, get the fuck out, let me go to bed. And some days I'm like, stay over, let's fuck several times.
For me, I think it's just the mood and less about the partner. But sometimes it's a combination of the two because the partner might be setting the mood. So, like, it really just depends.
If you want it to continue, then why not?
Yeah.
So, I mean, females can come several times. I've literally came, like, 10 times in, like, 20 minutes. But how... So, you guys become very sensitive after you
come. Everyone gets sensitive when they come.
Okay,
apparently, I don't.
Really? So, how do men come several times if, like, because there's, like, such... There's, like, post-orgasm torture.
Oxytocin.
What?
Oxytocin is the chemical that makes you, like, want to stop.
Really?
Yes.
So if you don't produce that chemical, like, is that where the sensitivity comes from?
I think, I don't know. No, I think it's just you got oversensitive and then...
Oh.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I have no idea.
There are men that can go back to back to back, and there are some guys who are like, I just came, don't touch my dick for like 20 minutes.
I love torturing a dick afterwards. It's fun.
It is. I mean, it's fun to see him squirm.
I don't understand it because I don't have a sensitive one. I can keep going if I'm not tired.
Like vaginas themselves don't get sensitive, but the clit does get sensitive. Mm. So it depends on how you're coming. Most women can't come. A lot of women can't come vaginally. Most come externally, but yeah.
2010.
It's 10 o'clock already.
Yeah.
Wait, are you kidding?
No.
Oh, it is.
This morning just flew by.
What time did you want to go to bed?
10:01.
10:01.
You have to... It's Black Friday tomorrow.
I know it is. Yep.
It's called Dark Friday.
Shut the fuck up.
Though you're so far away, Merry Christmas. How I wish you and me Merry Christmas. Are you going to see?